So imagine you walk into this high-stakes auction, right? You've got a giant bag of money. You step right up. You bid significantly higher than anyone else in the room.
Right.
And the auctioneer just looks you dead in the eye and refuses to sell to you.
Yeah, just says no.
Exactly. Mm. In fact, they hand the prize to the person next to you who offered, like, half the cash.
Yeah.
Which sounds completely broken, I mean, as a concept.
It really does.
But it's exactly what Google Ads is doing to businesses right now in 2026. So, welcome to the deep dive. You've got a business, or maybe you're advising one, and you need customers. Do you buy them right now, or do you build a system to attract them over time?
The classic dilemma.
Right. So our mission today is to take a magnifying glass to this massive, really in-depth 2026 guide from Credify. It tackles Google Ads versus SEO.
Yeah.
And we're going to cut through all the marketing jargon and figure out exactly which channel fits your specific business needs today.
Because, I mean, the rules of the game have shifted so massively lately, especially with, you know, generative AI entering the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Yeah. But what's great about the sources we're unpacking today is that this isn't just some philosophical debate.
Yeah.
We actually have hard, fresh data to anchor this whole conversation.
Which I love.
Yeah, we're looking at WordStream's 2026 benchmark data. They analyzed over 13,000 U.S. search ad campaigns, so we get to see the actual raw numbers of what it costs to acquire a customer today.
Okay, let's unpack this, because every single business faces this exact tension.
Yeah.
You know, you need profitable customers right now just to keep the lights on, but you also need long-term organic growth, because otherwise you're just paying a toll for every single person who walks through your digital door.
Right, you're renting your audience.
Exactly. So let's start with the paid fast lane, Google Ads. Because it solves that immediate need. Speed. Like if I launch a product at noon and I need sales by dinner time, I go to Google Ads.
Yeah, that speed is essentially the core value proposition. You get immediate visibility. And the 2026 WordStream data actually paints a super clear picture of this. Across those 13,000 campaigns, the average click-through rate is 6.64%. The average conversion rate is 8.18%. And the average cost per click is $5.42.
Okay, wait, let me stop you right there. That $5.42 cost per click, that brings us right back to my auction analogy.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm kind of confused here. Because Google is a publicly traded company, right? They're driven by profit.
Highly driven by profit.
Right, so if I'm willing to pay $20 a click, and my competitor is only bidding $5, why wouldn't Google just take my 20 bucks? I mean, that goes against basic capitalism. Why leave that money on the table?
What's fascinating here is that it seems totally counterintuitive until you realize what Google is actually selling.
Which is what? Ad space?
No, well, yes, but they use a system called the ad rank auction. Yes, your bid amount is a factor, but that bid is aggressively weighed against a quality score.
Okay.
So Google's algorithm is looking at the relevance of your ad copy, the user's search context, and crucially, the experience on your actual landing page.
Wait, hold on. How does an algorithm know if my landing page is giving a, you know, high-quality experience? It's literally just a bot reading code.
The bot is reading code, sure, but the algorithm is measuring human behavior.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they track specific signals after someone clicks your ad. So, load speed, for one. If your page takes 4 seconds to load and the user just hits the back button, Google sees that.
Right.
And they monitor this thing called pogo sticking.
Pogo sticking.
Yeah. It's when a user clicks your ad, immediately bounces back to the search results, and then clicks a different link. That tells Google your page did not deliver what your ad promised.
So if I bid, oh, and then they stop using Google to search for stuff.
Right. Google's actual product is user trust. If they rode that, the whole business model collapses. So they financially incentivize you to create stellar user experiences. High-quality ads get better positions and lower CPCs.
That is wild. They're basically subsidizing good businesses to protect their own monopoly.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, okay, since we've established that the cost is highly variable, how does a business actually budget for this? Because I'm looking at the industry variances in this WordStream data, and they are brutal.
Oh, they vary wildly.
Yeah. For attorneys, the average CPC is $9.87. Mm-hmm. Home improvement is $8.33. Mm-hmm. Dentists are at exactly $8.
Yeah, it's steep.
So think about a small business owner. I hear this all the time. I'll just throw $10 a day at Google Ads and see what happens. Is $10 a day even enough to survive?
Let's just run the math on that. $10 a day using the 2026 averages. At a $5.42 average CPC, a $10 daily budget buys you fewer than 2 clicks.
Less than 2 people visiting your site for $10.
It's bleak. So to really see the impact, the source zooms out to a baseline of 100 clicks.
Okay, let's do 100.
To get 100 targeted visitors at that average rate, you're spending $542. Now apply that 8.18% conversion rate.
So out of 100 clicks, I get about 8 conversions.
Right. You spent $542 to acquire 8 customers, which brings your average cost per lead to $66.69.
If my math is right, that's incredibly expensive. I mean, nearly $67 to acquire one customer.
Yeah.
Look, if I'm a local plumber charging $500 for a repair, sure, I can swallow that. But what if I'm selling a $30 custom phone case? If I spend $67 to get a $30 sale, I'm bankrupt by next Tuesday.
How does anyone afford this?
Well, they don't. Not if they just ask, how much should my budget be?
Mm-hmm.
The Credify guide is emphatic here. You have to work backward from your profit margin.
Okay.
Throwing budget at a flawed economic model just accelerates your bankruptcy. The source actually gives a formula for survival here.
What's the formula? Maximum CPC equals your conversion value times your conversion rate times your acceptable profit margin.
Okay, I need to see this in action. Walk me through the exact breaking point for that $30 phone case business. Show me the survival math.
All right, let's break it down. You sell the case for $30. After making it and shipping it, let's say your gross profit, your conversion value, is $15.
Okay, I've got $15 of profit.
Now, let's be generous and say your website has a fantastic conversion rate of 10%. 1 out of 10 ad clickers buys the case.
Nice. Okay.
Finally, your acceptable profit margin. You need to keep some of that $15 to actually, you know, pay yourself. So let's say you're willing to spend 33% of your profit on marketing.
So I have $15, a 10% conversion rate, and a 33% margin target.
Right. Now multiply them. $15 times 0.10 times 0.33, that equals exactly 50 cents.
Wait.
50 cents.
50 cents. Yep. To maintain your desired profit, the absolute maximum you can afford to bid for a single click is 50 cents. But we just established the average is over $5. If I bid 50 cents, I'm never winning an auction, even with a perfect quality score.
Which forces a very uncomfortable decision. If the math caps your bid at 50 cents, you only have 3 options. 1, you drastically increase the price of the phone case.
Right.
2, you radically overhaul your landing page to double or triple your conversion rate. Or 3, you accept that Google Ads is structurally incompatible with your business model.
Man, that's brutal. So if I'm that owner and I literally cannot afford the $5 clicks,
yeah.
I still need customers. So what does this all mean? It pushes me straight into SEO, right?
Exactly. A long game.
Building organic traffic so I don't pay a toll. But this brings up the massive elephant in the room. The anxiety everyone in marketing has right now in 2026.
AI.
Yes. With generative AI answering questions directly at the top of the search results, isn't SEO just kind of dead?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that is the dominant narrative on social media. But the data from Google tells a remarkably different story. The Creatify guide notes that in May of 2026, Google's AI mode passed 1 billion monthly active users globally.
A billion. Which means everyone is using it. So why would they ever click a website link again?
Because human curiosity rarely stops at a basic summary. Google reported that alongside this massive AI adoption, total search queries reached an all-time high.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And looking back at 2025 data, AI overviews actually drove a 10% increase in Google usage for certain queries in the US and India. Organic click volume has stayed relatively stable.
I need to push back on this because it feels like a paradox.
Yeah.
How does a zero-click AI answer, where it just tells me the facts without me clicking, actually lead to more website traffic?
It comes down to the depth of the user journey. Think about it. A user asks, what are the best running shoes for flat feet? The AI overview instantly summarizes the top 3 brands.
Right. I get the answer right there.
Right. That's a zero-click interaction for the basic facts. You didn't click a blog for the list. But then you wonder, will this specific Brooks shoe fit my custom orthotics? You ask a follow-up. The AI doesn't have a definitive factual consensus for that highly specific, nuanced scenario. So it links out to a podiatrist's in-depth original research article.
And I click that.
Exactly. That clip is highly qualified, and it only happened because the AI facilitated a deeper, more conversational search.
Yeah, that completely reframes the whole goal. Because old school SEO was, well, it was like taking a multiple choice test, right?
Totally.
Figure out the right keywords, stuff them into your headers, and trick the system. But this new AI era SEO. It's like an essay prompt.
Yes.
You can't fake it anymore. You actually have to know what you're talking about.
The multiple choice versus essay prompt framing perfectly captures Google's current guidance. Foundational SEO still matters, you know, technical accessibility, fast page speeds, internal linking.
The basics.
The basics to get the bot to read your site. But the value of the content itself is totally shifted. AI handles all the commodities.
Because if I just need to know what temperature water boils at, AI tells me instantly. It doesn't send me to a 2,000-word recipe blog.
Precisely. Which is why regurgitating information is a dead strategy. If your entire SEO playbook is rewriting facts that already exist on 100 other websites, you're obsolete. Google's 2026 guidance mandates original research, firsthand experience, and unique non-commodity content.
The AI needs new data to learn from.
Right. If you provide the novel data, you earn the traffic.
But what happens to the businesses that try to take a shortcut? Because people absolutely try to use AI to mass produce, like, hundreds of cheap SEO articles to capture search terms.
The source outlines a critical consequence for that. Google's scaled content abuse policy.
Scaled content abuse.
Yeah. Their systems are sophisticated enough now to analyze the internet and recognize when a new page offers zero novel insights. If they detect you're generating large numbers of low-value pages just to manipulate rankings, whether a human or an AI wrote it, it triggers a penalty.
Ouch.
Yeah, your entire domain can be unlisted. The era of cheap, easily faked organic traffic is definitively over.
Okay, so we've got Google Ads, which is this fast, highly measurable, but potentially ruinously expensive laboratory.
Yeah.
And we have SEO, which is the slower, demanding, AI-evolving long game. Here's where it gets really interesting. How does a smart business operate in both worlds simultaneously? Because Credify's ultimate strategy is basically don't choose.
Right. The most successful businesses leverage the strengths of each to offset the weaknesses of the other.
It's like, it makes me think about renting a fully furnished apartment versus building your own house.
Okay, I like that.
Google Ads is the rental. You pay a massive premium, but you get to live there today. Immediate shelter. SEO is laying the bricks for your house. It might take 6 months before you can move in, but eventually you stop paying rent.
That's a great analogy.
So the strategy is to rent the apartment while you build the house. You treat Google Ads like a paid focus group.
Exactly. You're buying certainty. Instead of guessing what content will drive revenue, you run ads for 30 days. You might find out that users searching for cheap shoes click a lot but never buy, while users searching for durable work boots convert at 15%.
And once you have that golden, proven data from the rental property, you hand it over to your construction team, your SEO team, and you tell them, build our permanent organic infrastructure entirely around durable work boots because we have mathematical proof that it makes us money.
And there's a specific practical way businesses execute this synergy. The source details using the Google paid and organic report.
Oh, what is that?
It's a tool within Google Ads that pulls data directly from Search Console. It puts your organic results side by side with your text ad performance.
So you can actually see the gaps.
Exactly. You identify gaps where you have organic visibility but no paid presence, or vice versa. The core Credify philosophy here is use ads for immediate demand capture and testing, and use SEO to build sustainable traffic that reduces your reliance on paid clicks over time.
That is brilliant. So just wrapping this up, the battle in 2026 isn't SEO versus Google Ads. It's about measuring both channels by conversions and revenue, not just traffic, because traffic is vanity.
Right.
Ads buy you speed. SEO buys you sustainability.
It's all about revenue alignment. But, you know, I want to leave you with a final puzzle here.
Oh, hit me.
This is a scenario built purely on the realities from the Credify and WordString data. We know average CPCs are rising up to $5.42 on average.
Right.
And we know the AI search evolution is forcing SEO to focus only on highly unique, original, non-commodity content.
The squeeze is coming from both sides.
Exactly. So imagine you run a business that sells a completely ununique, commoditized product. Let's say you sell standard white printer paper.
Okay. Thin margins.
Razor thin margins. Mm. Meaning, according to the math we did, you absolutely cannot afford the rising cost per click.
True.
But simultaneously, because your product is a pure commodity, it is nearly impossible to generate original research or expert insight to feed the new AI SEO engine. A piece of paper is a piece of paper.
Wow. Yeah.
So if you can't afford to buy your way in with ads and you don't have the original research to earn your way in with SEO, how does your business survive in the search landscape of the late 2020s? It's something to really think about the next time you look at your marketing budget.
That is a brutal puzzle. If you can't pay the toll and you don't have the unique expertise to bypass it, you're just invisible. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the CreditFay guide and WordStream data. Remember, acquiring customers isn't just about spending money today. It's about engineering the system that sustains you tomorrow. Keep questioning the numbers, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.